Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Real talk.
You are clearly sober this evening.
Yes.
Hey,
We celebrate you.
Thank you.
917-889-3926. Hey, guaranteed to be an interesting one tonight. Let's go up the coast. That dude saved James on the wheels tonight. What up, brother?
Yo, what's good, B?
What's up, Sadie?
Ain't none, you know. Hitting those deadlifts today in the gym. Today was leg day. Leg and stomach day. Getting ready for the beach weather. You know what I mean?
All right.
Got time to get those beach bodies in order, y'all. Stop playing. Don't be trying come May, June. Talking about it's about that time to get in the gym.
Nah, well, Chubby is sexy, though. Chubby is sexy. Get out of here.
To who? To who?
Chubby is sexy. Leave it alone. Tell him
be getting ready for No Sleep Weekend. South Beach coming up in July. You'll hear more coming up soon. Hey,
word.
He said it. Don't wait till May or June. It's going to be too late by then.
You're going to have a lot.
Way too late by then.
You're going to have a lot of cats asking you something like. You know what I mean? That's going to be what's on their mind.
Hey, it's the Social Lab. PMHM Radio. Hey, we up in here. Hump Day Wednesday. We'll be right back. Madam CeeLo Boston, St. James TM. It's 9:06. Back in a moment.
That's right. We're talking about the thrill. Just for that, is the thrill going? We're going to take it back to the originator of that song.
Uh-oh.
Mr. B.B. King.
The thrill is gone.
B.B. King. Mr. B.B. King.
Hey. Brown liquor music.
That is. That moonshine Yes, TM Hyman Radio Live. It's your boy, Save James. It is 9:10 in the social lab right now. It's hump day Wednesday. We got the whole team with us. We finally got the fourth piece of the puzzle to fall into place. Hot
chocolate
is in the building with us now. What's cracking, ladies?
What up, what up? Happy hump day. Yes. What's going
on,
people?
Ain't nothing to it, ain't nothing to it. We got the rest of the team with us. They
are. That thrill.
It's all good. That's all that matters. You got here. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we got the rest of the team here with us. They are TM Hyman, Tila Boyson. I'm your boy, Save James, again. So we all here talking about the thrill is going. Or is it B.B. King, man? You know what I'm saying? Oh, we have, first of all, let me throw out the shout-out to the Kendrick Lamar song that we played first, that All Right. I don't know if you got a chance to sample his album, but I posted about it earlier today, and it's, you know, it's solid work. I like the music, but like I said, I can't play it while I'm in the gym. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to feel like I'm going to need, you know, a Pilates mats and some yoga instructor in front of me. That joint is like death poetry dram, son. You know what I'm saying?
Doing a downward facing dog instead of, you know, pumping the iron.
Yo, son, you know, just the words. You're going to do the rising sunrise and all that stuff like that, bitch. It's crazy. It's, you know, it's good listening to you. Don't get it twisted. You got, you know what I mean? It's a different direction. But again, as I said before, Badu claims another one. I don't know what it is about
Stop
that
it.
Texas cooking.
Stop it.
But these dudes lose their mind when they get a piece of that action, dude.
Stop starting
that
rumor, yo. Cut it out.
That's three. That's look, the numbers don't lie. That's three in a row. We got three stacks. We got Common. And now we got Kendrick Lamar. Jay Electronica is the only one that survived. He's still a little weirdo to go into the whole situation with. So he still retained all his skills. Not say Lamar didn't. But the whole imagery of them went straight eclectic. I'm talking straight, you know, wearing hemp shirts and, you know, tie-dye bandanas and stuff, B.
Stop it. That's speculation. Stop it.
Whatever. Whatever. Everybody know he was in the squad. Everybody know that. There's no secret to that.
Y'all still carrying on that rumor from the Hip Hop Awards 2 years ago?
So why not? Look at what happened to him. That's confirmation that it was still going on. Come on, man. From Mad City to this? I don't know, homie. I don't know.
He's evolving.
Anyway.
He's evolving as an artist.
I'm not mad at his artistry, but what I'm just saying, how to make such a sharp left turn is just kind of odd right after the fact he got with Badu. That's where the coincidence seems too apparent to me. That's
I'm
all
still
I'm
trying to figure out when he got with her, but okay.
Hold on.
Who cares? We all knew it was going down.
Who, him and Erykah Badu?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So I was talking on mute, right? So I said a lot of stuff. I tried to interrupt both of y'all at the same time, and it didn't work.
Uh-oh.
So,
uh-oh.
Yeah. But I can see how that works, though, them, you know, doing an album. Now, if he ends up doing the same stuff like, you know, like we've seen in the past, like with Common and J Electronica, Andre 3000, I don't know how she had DOC. He just fell off, period. And I don't know. I mean, this could be another hip-hop kid. Who knows? We'll find out.
I'm not mad at the expression of artistry. That's always accepted, and that's always, you know, you just need it in this game.
Well,
but I'm just saying,
in the lane
that it took is too similar to the lane the last two fellas that was messing with her took. That's all
now,
I'm saying.
Well,
I'm saying.
And I see where you're coming from with that. But then at the same time, you have to look at this. Most of the time, when an artist, their first album has to be whatever the record label wants them to put out. By the second album, they have a little more creative control, so they can do more of the stuff
right.
that they want to do. So by the third
That's
album, they already have their, you know, their fan base or what have you, and then they can go all out them. So I think it's just, an extension of what he wanted to do on the first album and didn't get a chance to, and that's kind of how it goes for each artist that signed to a label anyway.
I got you. I got all right. My fault. I mean to spin off into that little, you know, the little.
No, but it makes sense though, and it kind of goes into it goes to what we're talking about tonight.
Back to the top. How does it? How does it?
Because of the simple fact that because the thrill is gone for a lot of people when it comes to hip hop because of the state the status and the different artists that are coming out. A lot of people don't buy music like they used to because of that, because of the garbage right. that's being allowed to come out. So I'm glad I feel like this time.
I get it, but it's not. It has nothing to do with what we talk about. Nice try, but ain't got nothing to do
people
with
people who love music feel that
nothing.
Way. What are you talking about?
This is, that has nothing to do with what we talking about.
I'll be part of the
one. Nice try. I appreciate the effort, E for effort, and T for nice try. Are you talking about relationships? We're talking about. There's a saturation of sex and, you know, entertainment or whatever like that in the society that we live in now, devaluing the woman's worth or the woman's, I would say, possessed power that they're naturally born with and that they recognize at a certain age. You know what I mean? Like, if like my man Dave Chappelle said in one of his first stand-ups, if, I'll say the clean version of it, if vagina was a stock right now, it'd be plummeting it. Because, yeah, they're giving it away too easily nowadays. You know what I mean? And that's what we're wondering. Is the thrill going? Like, is it thrill of the chase still that valid? Is it still that, you know, intense? Or is it has it you know, desensitized because of what's going on right now?
I would have to say it's rather desensitized just because My blame is the media and what's filtered and pumped out to, you know, our kids. Ultimately, the teaching, the upbringing, and the rearing of how they're going to grow is should start at home. But because we have a generation of kids that are basically living and breathing social media. And the media itself, you know, television, film, magazines, what have you, sex sells. So to me, it's a desensitization of an entire generation that's just telling them to, for lack of a better term, hump like rabbits, you know, walk outside naked. That's, you know, the norm. That's what we're doing now. That's what's acceptable. And if you're not doing that, then you're not normal.
When did the tide turn, though?
When parents stopped disciplining their children, when we started wanting to be friends with our kids,
stop
providing consequences for like ridiculous behavior.
Yes.
I was gonna say by the time we graduated from college or whatever other, you know, 4 to 5 year thing you had going on after high school, because just like a lot of us in our age range were latchkey kids and were responsible for ourselves.
I was absolutely.
You know,
I know I was.
And responsible at an earlier age. And so by the time we had children, we started with some of us, I'm not going to say all, but some of us raised our children to be independent. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So
right.
I think it came around maybe, I'll say like the late 90s, early 2000s is when that shift kind
of
happen.
And you know what? Let me actually just by no means am I bashing parents. By no means am I'm bashing even those who are friends to their kids, because I think me and my parents were friends. And I think that's what I appreciate the most about both of them is that we're friends. I think at the end of the day, so I could appreciate that. I mean, I think we're friends because they trusted me, they raised me, and at the end of the day, what they expected, you know, I kind of followed through. So not only do they trust me, they like me, because reality is all parents don't like their kids. That's the
very
reality.
True. Very
exactly.
True.
I'm appreciative that my parents not only trust me and they love me, but they also like me, and I don't take none of that for granted. Mm-hmm. But
yeah.
So when I say, you know, a lot of parents wanted to be friends, that's not a bad thing. But the bad thing is when you don't hold your child accountable and you don't really instill responsibility in them, and that's what has happened to a certain degree. We have a lot of kids that don't really appreciate anything. Say you know, is passionate about the whole concept of, you know, has women's power been devalued? There's a generation of young people that devalue women in a way that is like beyond understanding, beyond comprehension.
Word.
Where did that come from?
That's what I'm saying.
But
and
then
it's
you
because
also,
of what they've seen. It's because of what they've seen. That's where it came from.
Exactly. Just like that, young man walked past me the other day. He didn't even say excuse me. And you know, I said it for him and made sure we caught eye contact. Because somewhere somebody ain't teach you that. You
mm-hmm.
follow those disrespectful kids back to their house, you gonna find another disrespectful somebody else hollering at them, talking
and
crazy
so
to them.
And so again, I'm not gonna bash parents because
yeah,
I think
people are
doing the
you
best
know.
They can, right? But we can absolutely see where there was no role models, when there was no positive mentoring. It's a real tough environment. It's a tough environment. Hey, we're talking about the thrill. We're going to bring it back. We're talking about the thrill, the value. You know, has women just totally lost their power in society? And if so, how? Give us your perspective, 917-893-926. I want to hear a little bit more from Hot Chocolate and CeeLo on this topic. Again, you know, save through it out there because we really want to know. It's the Social Lab. We'll be right back. TM Hot Radio Live. It's a 922.
Down the street in my 6-4, jocking the freaks, clocking the dough, went to the park to get the scoop. Knuckleheads out there, cold shooting some hoops. A car pulls up, who can it be? A fresh El Camino rolling Kilo G. He rolled down his window and he started to say, it's all about making that GTA. Cause the boys in the hood are always hard. You come talking that trash, we'll pull your card. Knowing nothing in life but to be legit. Don't quote me, boy, cause I ain't said.
Get the fuck out.
To give me the pace. You say my man JD is on free base. The boy JD was a friend of mine till I caught him in my car trying to steal an Alpine. Chased him up the street to call a truce. First I beat him down cause I had the juice. Little did he know I was from the old school. One sucker beat didn't know the rules. Cause the boys in the hood are always hard. You come talking that trash, we'll pull your card. Knowing nothing in life but to be legit. Don't quote me, boy, cause I ain't said. I went to a place where my homeboys chill. The fellas out there making that dollar. I pulled up in my 6-4 Impala. They greet me with a 40 and I start drinking. And from the 8-ball, my breath starts stinking. Left to get my girl to rock that body. Before I left, I hit the Bacardi. Went to a house to get her out of the pad. Dumb girl said something that made me mad. She said something that I couldn't believe, so I grabbed a stupid girl by a basket weave. She started talking trash, wouldn't you know? Reached back, caught myself, I had to go. Her father jumped up and he started to shout, so I threw a right cross, cold knocked him out. Cause the boys in the hood are always hard. You come talking that trash, we'll pull your card. Knowing nothing in life but to be legit. Don't quote me, boy, cause I ain't said
do you think you are?
control, then wraps the 6-4 around a telephone pole. I looked at my car and I said, oh brother, I throw it in the gutter and go buy another. Walking home and I see the G ride. Now Cat is driving, Kilo on the side. As they busted a U, they got pulled over, an undercover cop in a dark green Nova. Cat got beat for resisting arrest. He socked the pig in the head for ripping his guest. Now G is caught for doing a crime. Fourth offense on the boy, he'll do some time. Cause the boys in the hood are always hard. You come talking to trash, we'll pull your car. Knowing nothing in life but to be legit. Don't quote me, boy, cause I ain't said shit.
PM Hammer Radio Live here in the Social Lab, 9:26 p.m. here on Hump Day Relationship Wednesday. And you're here with the whole cool generals, TM Hammer, Madam CeeLo, Boston, Sage James, and myself, your girl Hot Chocolate. And our topic tonight, the thrill is gone, or is it? Has the female entity, person, been devalued? Basically in relationships or in our society as a whole. We want to hear from you definitely. 917-889-3926 is the number to weigh in. Again, here in the Social Lab. TM, you said that you wanted to hear from me and Madam CeeLo Boston as far as our perspective regarding our children. Was that your question?
The actual topic in general. Before you respond, I just want to say this. I think, we're about to really be put to the test as it relates to that, this topic, this coming election, 2016. Listen, Hillary Clinton will run. I believe she will run. She's she's the pick as far as somebody going up against Jeb Bush on the Republican side. First of all, can you imagine a third Bush in the White House?
And
I don't want to turn the topic in another direction tonight. It's gone in so many different directions. I'm just saying, the value of women, we're really about to be put to the test as a country, this election with Hillary Clinton.
I swear that's true. Another Bush.
Yeah, nah, I ain't with it either. But I think it would help, honestly. I ain't with it. But I think it would help, honestly. But at the same time, I think more on the ground level, because that may be like a higher up ranking to where we understand that there is a devalue of, or I would say, what's the word I'm looking for? It's inconsistent with how women are treated in the higher up, even as well as on the ground level of things. You know what I'm saying? So that's no secret. This would be a huge step in the right direction, but I don't know how that would translate into the societal changes that can, kind of turn the tide back to bring a woman back to prominence the way they used to be. Because, at the end of the day, I kind of got this idea because of how, back when I was running around or whatever, there was a certain kind of chase that had to go on. Whether or not the female consided to it or, submitted to the chase earlier or later on, there was always some formal cat and mouse game.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you were courting.
And you were courting, right. And not even that, even if it was just on some like, I'm going to try to, we at the club one night, I'm going to try to holler at shorty. You know what I mean? I got to play my cards right. I ain't trying to be no trick and buy her drinks all night and then she go home with somebody else. You know what I'm saying? I'm still trying to do it the right way, but play the cards right. Dig what I'm saying? Nowadays, it's just like, come here, shut up, give me sex, get out. And it's all good.
Basically.
You know what I'm saying? And that's what it boils down to nowadays. It's like, where what happened to the chase anymore? And there was something fun about it, too. Especially if you knew that she was on a hot trail. You know what I mean? Nothing like
the hot trail.
Nothing like the hot trail. You knew the trail was leading to the gold mine, and she was getting, she was dropping clues, because that's how women get us. They're better hunters than men. They'll leave subliminal traps out there for you to get lured in. And they may not
know
that they're interested.
She left the trail for you, brother. And
she left the trail for you to
watching,
pick up on.
She at the other end watching.
Thank
see
you.
If
watching to see if you're smart enough.
See if you're going
to
pick
Thank
it up.
Thank you. Thank you. It was joy in that when you cashed in on your instincts. You know what I'm
right.
saying? It doesn't take that anymore, it seems like. The fun has been
Absolutely
taken out
not.
Of that.
It's
because,
not being
because
taught.
Of the sensation.
It's not being taught anymore. I mean.
Yeah.
You can't do what you don't really know.
Right.
That's true.
But then look at the examples that we have too. Look at the examples that we have too. And I'm
right.
I'm sorry to bring the ratchet into the example, but
Talk
I would have happened to
Talk
run across
it.
Love and Hip Hop on Monday. I'm sorry, reality show on VH1 for those of you who aren't familiar with that. And it pains
oh, everybody know
me
about that.
To see.
Right.
It pains me to see the older generation, and I say that because these dudes are my age or better, running these younger girls, and they have daughters who should be taking from an example that's more positive. And I'm going to use this specifically as the example. One of the people on the reality show, his name is Rich Dollar. He is allegedly a very good artist developer. He has an eye for recognizing talent and developing talent and things of that nature.
Allegedly.
But aside from that, he is a self-proclaimed creep where he will see... And I'm going to call it a weakness in a young lady, because he's taking these young ladies who are looking to be developed but as an artist, but also have vulnerabilities as young women and are attracted to him, and he's manipulating and coming up off of that in one of two ways. He is, one, developing them as an artist, and they may be successful that way, but he's also linking himself to these young ladies romantically, and in a way where he doesn't have any good intentions for them in the long run. So
like a pimp.
I'm watching him where he's got three or four.
Allegedly.
Well, we'll say two or three young ladies who he's developing, one who he's really not developing, but in all of the situations, he's sleeping with them.
Right.
So to me, that seems like you're using the cloak of you being in a good A&R to get panties, like, and it's
right.
so sad that you would manipulate the situation with these young girls like that when they're looking to you for that type of leadership, and you completely take advantage of their vulnerabilities in the situation.
Well, you know,
knowing
what,
that somebody was doing that to your daughter, you'd be ready to kill them.
Right, but the thing is, Hot Chocolate, what you just described is what has been going on in the music business for years. Hence why
for
you
years.
Don't see a lot of talented females in position
yeah.
as most would think they should be. But the
Absolutely.
Women who don't, I for myself have seen and chose not to go certain routes because I can't be the go girl. I can't be
yeah.
the sit there and look pretty, shut the hell up girl. I can't be that.
Yeah.
And it's like, Or we'll work with you, you know, but come check me out after the session. No. You know, it's like a lot of times women don't get that far because of things like that.
Yes.
And a man like that could blackball, like, you know, he could blackball certain artists and say that they just were hard to work with, but that hard to work with really just means she's not giving it up.
Absolutely.
So,
typically.
Yeah.
That's all that means.
Typically.
That's all that means. Hard to work with.
Absolutely.
She
Absolutely.
Wouldn't
or,
shut up and give
it
up.
Check
it
out.
She could have a bad attitude. We don't like bad attitudes either.
Or she did give it up, and now you got her open, and she wants you to be her girl, and that's not what you wanted to begin with.
So because she's giving you grief about that, you're going
to
go out and tell people that she's hard to work.
She's talking to me now. Off the premises, she's talking to me.
Anyway,
y'all, check it out. It's 9:35, y'all. We're going to take a quick break and come right back right after we're on the other side of this.
She's talking to me. She's talking to me.
Acting like we new to this.
Is that her in the bushes?
Acting like if they look at me funny, I won't drop a bag.
Ooh,
live money.
What you looking at? Fightin' like you gon' do something, boy, I wish you would.
Stop.
What you mad for? Where you mad? Cause I'm getting more money. Nigga, then do something.
Tell the rose.
I can all tough, let you go. Noose, what can do something?
Do it.
Oh, that's what I don't know. No,
these digging pump, faking body bluff. Had a pump shaking while the shoddy bust. Riding shoddy, got a body with me. In a wide body and I got it with me. So what you looking at, what you look and who push back while I'm pushing past. Fully loaded, tucked, and I'm cooking grass.
Got him. Boy, what you say?
I could turn beef into sushi. They say they G's cause they groupies. Remember running through the streets with the Uzi. Nowadays, I could get you killed for my jacuzzi.
What you looking at? Fighting like you're gonna do something, boy, I wish you would. What you mad for? Where you mad? Cause I'm getting more money. Nigga, then do something. I can all tough, let you go. Noose, what can do something? Oh, that's what I thought. No.
All these niggas, these niggas ain't doing this shit. Told you that before, now here we go again. Niggas hacking, I got movies I can throw them in. And I bet the niggas never play a role again. Oh my God, I think I'm seeing stars. Oh, I forgot I'm in this race, double R. Yeah. Always tool chucking. Might just hop out on your block and leave the coupe running.
Aight. Do something.
They just talking cause they got lips. Might Bobby Schmurdy your girl, she a hot bitch. Up in town, eating good with the chopsticks. Two extended clips, don't get hit with the chopsticks.
What you looking at? Fighting like you gon' do something, boy, I wish you would. What you mad for? Where you mad cause I'm getting more money? Nigga, then do something. I can all tough, let you go. Noose, what can do something? Oh, that's what I thought, no.
Do something. Singing mad cause every other month, man, I pop up in a new sun. New jewels, new crib, new car, new chick. Yeah, me and your booster.
What you looking at?
Got all this cooking crack now. Tell me who frontin'. I hear it good. Frontin' like you gon' do something, homeboy. I wish you would. I have shit me twerking, slurping and burping, all for a Birkin. Look at that. 38 long, no, they shook at that. Now tell me this.
What you looking at? Fighting like you gon' do something, boy, I wish you would. What you mad for? Where you mad cause I'm getting more money? Nigga, then do something. I can all tough, let you go. Noose, what can do something? Oh, that's what I thought, no. What you looking at? Fighting like you gon' do something, boy, I wish you would. What you mad for? Where you mad cause I'm getting more money? Nigga, then do something. I can all tough, let you go. Noose, what can do something?
Do something. Yo, that's new from Dipset. It's 9:39 p.m. here on the East Coast, 6:39 on the West Coast. And it's CM Hyman Radio Live. Yo, tonight we have been talking about whether the thrill is gone or not. We'll go ahead and wrap this up before we get into our adult talk. The thrill, I don't think, is gone. It's just change in communication. As long as we keep dialoguing like we're doing now, you know, it's going to still evolve, but I don't think the thrill is gone.
It's what you make it.
Right, exactly. But before I go any further, let's go ahead and get into that adult talk. I want to hear what Mr. Say James has to say to us tonight.
Okay. Yeah, what's
that? Music.
That's it. Diamond in the back.
Anyway.
BB King.
Yeah, hey, right. This is a spinoff of BB King.
Shut him up.
Check it. I've been doing some research as of late, and this, you know, mainly for the ladies out here that, you know, are very, not even very, but just, you know, conscious about their image and, you know, make sure that everything on the outside is, you know, kept up to par and everything. I found what has been called the new fountain of youth for ladies. This supplement, it has at least three essential vitamins: vitamin B12, C, and E. These are essential minerals that are found in magnesium, calcium, zinc, phosphorus, and potassium. It also has protein and water in it to help when used topically, it helps the protein content and the water, when it dries, it helps gather the skin to stretch out fine wrinkles in your skin. So, and also, when there's been other studies shown that those that may use internally lower the risk of breast cancer in women.
What are you reading the
Okay,
problem?
Not
exactly.
No, I'm giving you the facts.
One word on each card.
Where did you derive these facts from, sir?
MIT Institute, and then I saw another one in the USA Today. So it was a study of 15,000 women that partook in the study, and it found that these women had lower occurrences of breast cancer over the years. Not to say that the risk that there was no increased risk, but how you know, those that took this supplement regularly, they lowered their risk of breast cancer. And it's very easy to find. It's nothing that you can't get anywhere. And this wonder tonic is called semen.
You know what?
What did you just say, semen?
You heard me say.
Pause. Pump break. Pump break.
No,
break.
It's the truth,
sir.
Yeah, I thought that.
Did you just say?
I had to, but yo, he gave you the clues earlier. He gave you the clues.
Okay,
early.
I was
did.
Listening.
He said
I was
apply
hoping.
Topically and then taken internally. Is what
right.
he said. That's
but check it
though. All the vitamins he gave them to you.
Hold on. First of all, when he said protein the first time, that's
right.
what I thought he was talking
right.
about.
Right. That was a dead giveaway. Dead giveaway.
I'm like, I don't know no protein water.
But check it though.
Water,
but check it though.
I love this show.
But check it though. But here's the real deal.
I have a gag reflex.
Listen. Women rave over. You know that these concocted facials, like no pun intended, but pun intended, that they give these in spas for up to $250. $250, B?
To do what?
With a little midget in the back, giving
you
his natural
like
protein water. That's what's going
supplier.
On.
You sound excited
I'm
like
just,
you want to
I'm
become a supplier.
Saying,
is this holding back
no,
on wall?
Saying,
I mean,
like, listen. No, listen. All I'm saying is
this.
Look
at me get this wholesale.
On No Sleep South Beach, the winner of the side boob contest, you get a free dose. Straight,
oh no!
You know,
that's against the law. From where?
Oh
no!
Wow.
Your phone is falling. Go kill
hold
you.
On. Disclaimer. Disclaimer. I will not be involved in this year's side boob contest judging because I don't want the winner coming back to me complaining about her protein water.
I'm just saying, it's available. You ain't got to pay $250.
Are you kidding
me?
Lord,
I got enough.
It'll be in cups, bottles,
yeah.
coffee cups, however you want it.
I'll be at
no,
the bar
not.
And I will be inspecting the cups as I get my drink.
No, it's
back.
Not. It, it, It is nothing that's going to be prepackaged. I
promise
you
that. Oh, my God. Yes, your father's quality is definitely going to kill you.
Wow. Yo, Boobie, wow. Yo, real talk, though, when I looked up all these facts, though, B, I was really amazed about, like, how widespread this practice really is. Like,
wait,
I was
son,
really
15,000
like,
women in the USA Today survey? Is that what you said?
No, I
were you
serious
that was
in MIT. That, yes, dead ass. That was in the MIT. They said, I'm going to read exactly to you what it was. It said, in the study of over 15,000 women suspected of having performed regular fellatio and swallowed ejaculatory fluid over the past 10 years, the researchers found that those that actually have performed the act regularly, one or two times a week, had a lower occurrence of breast cancer than those who had not. There's some link. I mean, there got to be some correlation. So, I'm just saying, you know, ladies, if y'all want to, you know, I know it's a real threat to y'all. Breast cancer is real. We honor it every October. You got to show a fire away to knock down the, you know, the chance of it happening. Just, you know, swallow your pride and maybe something
else.
And
yes, too.
You'll be all right. You'll be all right. I'm just saying.
Wow.
I can't take part in it.
I'm just saying.
Listen, no.
Wow.
That sounds like those women who've been buying breast
yeah.
milk over the internet. I'm not really feeling that. At all.
I don't agree with that. I'm just saying, you know, if you got a dude or whatever, you know, hey. I'm just saying you got two ways of helping you stay healthier longer. It keeps your skin tight on your face. It increases the antioxidants.
Not for nothing. I've heard that too. I've heard the face one. I've heard that from a lot of older, you know, I mean no qualms about this, but older Caucasian women have told me about this. Now,
because
the whole ingestional and that, you know, being good for, you know, mammography and that type of thing, I don't know about that.
Hey, let me
but
teach
the older
his own.
Ladies have hit me too, you know, that it will, you know, take out a wrinkle or two and kill some pimples.
So you're not trying to reduce your risk of breast cancer?
I'm going to plead the fifth. Thank you.
Yo, I will cut my own breast off before I do that. I'm just going to say that. How about that?
Get out of here.
Okay? I will put my own breast in my pocket before
right.
I do that.
Hey, let's pause for the cause. It's 9:48. We're going to come right back on the other side of this. This is that crazy, wild show. This is Social Lab, PMI Radio Live. Get out of here.
Protein.
Wow.
Hey, I'm just saying.
She said it's your life. But every night she called me, said she wanna love me. She said it's your life. But every night she called me, said she wanna love me. She said it's your life. But every night she called me, said she wanna love me. She said it's your life. But every night she called me, said she wanna love me. She be looking right around my way. Hey man, how I'm doing? I'm okay. I go to any club, I don't bet. And you don't want no bad on the dead body. No. She thought I was gon' violate. Thought I was cheating, she was climbing up the basket. Try to catch me with my pants down. She let me beat it on the man.
He said that he don't like me. But every night he call me, said he wanna fuck. He said that he don't like me. But every night he call me, said he wanna fuck. He said that he don't like me. But every night he called me, said he wanna. He said that he don't like me. But every night he called me, said he wanna. He be getting money in the town. Ask me where I'm at, I'm around. He called me the queen, I got a crown. Everywhere I go, I shut it down. He thought I tried to line him. Thought I was leaving, poked a hole in the condom. Tried to show me he was serious. He tried to eat it on my period.
She said it's your life. But every night she called me, said she wanna love me. She said that she don't like me. But every night she called me, said she wanna love me. She said that she don't like me. But every night she called me, said she wanna love me. She said that she don't like me. But every night she called me, said she
got the salsa in the I'm a ringer in the Knowing for the ringer for the I be solo in the Matter of fact, I throw a dobo in the I be seasoning in the Go to sleep and start dreaming in the She said it's your life But every night she call me, said she wanna love me She said that she don't like me But every night she call me, said she wanna love me She said that she don't like me But every night she call me, said she wanna love me She said that she don't like me But every night she call me, said she wanna love me
Out there in New Orleans, 951 New York City. What's going on, everybody? Hey, thanks for rocking with us inside Hump Day Wednesday. This has to be the wildest show on actually, I'll say this, the most intense show on the internet. Listen, we are TMI Radio Live. Let's go to the phone, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926 says we have about 9 minutes left in the show. Hey, we really appreciate the support. We have 100 some plus listeners strong across the world. Thanks for rocking. Hey, let's go to DC. Our resident Capitol Hill representative, Cooper. What up, bro?
Oh, this ought to be interesting.
Hey, what's going on? Hey, ain't nothing much, man. I'm sitting here eating me some kale chips, trying to be healthy.
There you go.
I'm a spill the beans, hot chocolate. Me and her got knocked up together about 20 years ago. Shame and claim.
Stop it.
Cool,
stop it.
I told you somebody was coming for that firstborn. I told you.
Stop it. Stop it.
That's just my baby daddy.
I'm not feeling the Kendrick Lamar album. I don't understand the whole Kendrick, whatever the guy's name. I don't feel the Kendrick's hype.
Told you, that joint is alright, but it ain't. Yeah, he kind of went left field, man.
I ain't thought the first album.
Oh, he bugged. The first one was dope.
He's got his right mind.
Mm-mm.
His voice is a distraction to me. I don't like his voice. When I hear like weird voices like that, I can't even focus on what they're saying. So it was like,
you want to see a dead body? Yes.
Oh, and y'all was talking about skin and everything like that. There's a lot that women can do to help their skin.
Okay, did you hear about the protein helping the skin? The semen protein?
That's right. That's right.
Oh, geez.
Telling you, man, they selling. Yo, man, I'm trying to tell you, they selling these treatments for $250 a pop for certain spas and whatever, man.
Oh my god!
Tell you, man, I got that wholesale number for you early.
wholesale
number.
Oh my god! Yes, let me get all my homeboys together and tell them about this, and we can make a mint.
Please, your homeboys act like they know.
Good gracious.
Yeah, man.
Hey, yo, she's madam. She's madam, so she talking about pimping them. Get out of here. She's going to do what she do.
Right.
Uh-huh.
I've been trying to save people's skin for years.
You know what, I bet. You're ridiculous. It's good for your skin, I promise.
I'm trying to tell you, man.
I need to put it
right
there.
That would be a bad thing if you were really talking about growing... If you were really growing that enterprise, that wouldn't be a bad thing.
Okay.
That's what I'm telling females.
We just started right now. We got, what, 3 healthy men online right now?
Yeah. Right.
And what do you think your cut would be? What's your cut?
10%. My cut is always 10%.
Look, man, I'm trying to reduce the risk of breast cancer.
Right. How can
I know that's a real threat.
I just can't do it.
And that's a real threat in the community, in the female community as a whole, and
helping
out.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. if there's any female listeners out there that want to, you know, help with this,
with the movement, yeah.
I'm willing to take
it. You're not to find us.
I'm willing to take one for the team.
How y'all gonna
listen, that's one of y'all major issues. Why you
that's a hard job
patent it and package it.
Like there's some logistical things we gotta figure out.
I'm just trying to say
logistical things that have to be figured out here.
Protein shakes.
Unbelievable. Hey, it's 9:55. We gonna drop one more jam for you. Come right back on the other side of this. Because clearly we're crazy. We'll be right back.
Oh my god.
I'm just saying, B. Trying to help out the people.
Yeah.
That's what you're on there for.
One protein at a time.
Keep it fresh.
Opportunity for knocking. Let them all fall in. Opportunity be knocking. Hey God, let them all fuck in. I kiss my mother on the cheek. Tell her that I love her. You ain't gotta worry about a thing, I got it covered. Why you think I'm out here acting crazy? Why you think I'm out here acting crazy? Why you think I'm out here acting crazy? Ma, you know I'm still your little baby. All my life I was a fuck up. Now I pull the truck up. Same stuck up. Now she wanna fuck up. See me hanging out the window screaming what? No more tough luck. A different club is what I'm cut from. Baby, oh my lord. The cops chasing Bronson in the old white Ford. I'm on that all night tour. I'm alright, but I'm off that roar. I'm in the road, dancing stops on the top floor. You would swear I'm Puerto Rican, but I'm not, Lord. Hot hoes, every city that we go singing. Head side, killing what they know. All I do is eat oysters and speak six languages and three voices. It's Adriatic summers on a sailboat. Don't even try to call, I'm not available for nothing. Unless it's stupid paper. How about the Studebaker with Anita Baker? Opportunity be knocking. God, let them all fuck in. I kiss my mother on the cheek. Tell her that I love her. You ain't gotta worry about a thing, I got it covered. Why you think I'm out here acting crazy? Why you think I'm out here acting crazy? Why you think I'm out here acting crazy? Ma, you know I'm still your little baby. I feel so alive, I think I myself. I should kiss myself. I'm staring at the man inside the mirror. The reflection shows a wolf though. Now damn, I'm still cute, ho. All my women play the flute. Show me play some melon and pursuit. Left-handed make the fender cry. Count money with a reverent smile. A devil's eye. Half Cherokee and Gemini. Motherfucker just dumb Pete from Jump Street.
That heat there, Action Bronson here on TM Hyman Radio, 9:58 p.m. If you have missed any part of the show, you're welcome to go back and check it out on the other side of the hour. Check out the podcast. Check out any of our podcasts at www.blogtalkradio.com/Mr. TM Hyman, and you can check them out all there. We have out here, people. Check us back out on Friday, where we recap the week in news and entertainment and just generally rock out. And, yeah, fellas, somebody take us out.
Whatever you do, do it well. We check y'all out on Friday. Thank you for rocking with us. We love you. Peace.
Next segment I get, I'm giving the ladies guide to how to have a nice ass for the summertime.
Uh-oh, tell me now.
Come on, while she can move. Before 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 she can